Electricity is dangerous. I learned that when I was a small child. My brother and I were playing with some metal spoons. We wondered what would happen if we pushed a spoon handle into the power socket on the wall. We found out. There was a huge bang. Then smoke and sparks came flying from the power socket. We both jumped back in fear. We were afraid of the sparks and more afraid of what our mother would say when she found the burnt socket. Hello, we are here again with you on Women of Hope. I'm Tammy.
And I'm Carol, and it's good to be together again. I wonder if you have electricity in your home. Do you have a power point where you can connect a light or a TV? Electricity can make your life easier in so many ways, but have you ever thought about the dangers that come with that power? We'd like to talk about electricity today and how to use it safely.
Yes, electricity is wonderful. It makes our lights work. It makes our fans or heaters work. We can use it to cook our food or run huge machines. But this power can also injure and kill people. So, use it with care.
Have you ever wondered what electricity is? It's something we can use every day, and yet we really don't understand it, do we? Electricity is a form of energy, like the sun or fire or wind, but it's in a form that we can control. Electricity is made in a power station or through solar panels or a generator or a wind turbine. The power then travels through wires to our homes to make things work. It can be stored in a battery, too.
Let's think about some of the ways we can be safe with electricity. We know that electricity travels through wires, so we need to make sure these wires or power cords are safe. Do you have any power cords around your house? Your power cords must be fully sealed so that you can't see any of the wires. Power cords have a plastic covering, and inside are smaller plastic tubes that contain the copper wires. These wires carry the power. You can get an enormous and painful shock or burn if you touch these wires when they are connected to the power. If you can see the metal wires poking through the plastic, this is very dangerous. You must not use these power cords until they have been fixed by an electrician. Here's another thing. Never pull out a plug by its cord. Instead, take hold of the plug itself and don't carry an appliance by its cord. You could weaken the cord and break the seal. And always turn off the power before unplugging an appliance.
Electricity can sometimes cause fires in our homes. Do you use power boards in your house? They are plugged into a wall socket and have multiple places to plug in electrical appliances. I have even seen two or three families all getting their power through one power board. This is really dangerous. If the power boards have too many things plugged into them, they have to carry too much power and they can get hot and start a fire.
So we definitely should not connect more than one heater or cooking appliance into one power board because those appliances use a lot of power and get very hot. Here's another rule to be safe with electricity. Make sure that the power wires never touch water. Electricity can travel through the water very fast, so you can get a shock from the water. You need special sealed cords if you use them outside the house where they may get wet or damp. Make sure there are no power cords or appliances near you when you're washing dishes or doing anything with water. I heard about a baby who was killed when a power cord fell into the tub of water where he was being bathed. The switch had been left on.
Oh, that was terrible. So you see, it's worth taking extra care, isn't it? If ever a power cord or electrical appliance falls into some water or gets wet, don't try to pull it out. Turn off the power switch where the cord is plugged in. Then remove the cord or appliance from the water. Turning off the main power switch makes it safe to touch.
Electricity travels to our homes through power lines, which carry many wires. Have you ever seen the warning symbol? Often it looks like a yellow lightning bolt with words like warning, high voltage lines. These big power lines are very dangerous to touch. People can get hurt if they try to connect their own wires to the power supply. We've said many times today, electricity is dangerous, and so only an expert electrician should connect or disconnect your house to the power lines. In big storms, trees or branches can fall onto the power lines. Have you seen that? These power lines can still be carrying electricity and can hurt you. Make sure that you and your family stay away from these wires until you know the power has been turned off.
Electricity can be especially dangerous for children, like that poor baby that Tammy told us about. An electric shock might seriously hurt an adult, but an electric shock can kill a small child. Children want to know why and how things work, so they want to explore electric appliances. We need to make sure that they don't hurt themselves. You may be able to buy plastic plugs that fit into a power socket and stop children poking things like spoon handles into them.
My friend has a little girl called Polly who's 3 years old. Polly decided to see how the lamp in her room worked. She pulled it apart and put her finger into the part where the bulb usually goes. My friend didn't know what was happening until she heard screams. Polly was crying. She showed her mother her sore finger. "I just wanted to see what would happen," she sobbed. Thankfully, the shock was only a small one, but my friend told me, "I realized that I must teach my children not to play with electrical appliances. It's for their own safety." Have you taught your children not to touch lights, fans, or other appliances? This is important. They can get electrical shocks or burn their fingers. I have another friend whose baby, Benny, liked to chew or suck on any sort of power cord. They had to start teaching Benny straight away that this was not okay. A loud no, and sometimes a small smack on the hand, were needed to make him stop.
I guess Benny's parents didn't want to scare him, but they had to teach him not to chew cords so that he would grow up safe. I hope they also turned off power switches and unplugged appliances whenever they had finished using them. Have you checked all your electrical appliances to make sure that they're safe? Check these things. Is the plastic cover on the cord fully sealed so that no wires can be seen? Do you use the appliance in a safe place, away from water and away from the reach of little children? Do you turn it off and then remove the cord when it's not in use? Do you remove it by pulling only the plug itself and not the cord? Can you hear, smell, or see anything that seems wrong? When appliances start to smell like smoke or send out sparks, or make a crackling sound, something is wrong. Turn the power point off and get them fixed by an expert or replace them. Don't risk a fire or an electrical shock.
We've talked a lot about how to use electricity safely. Don't be frightened. Electricity is a wonderful thing to use. But do take good care and teach your family how to be safe. They are too precious to take risks. Welcome back to Women of Hope. Jesus Christ came to live on this earth 2,000 years ago. We've heard lots of stories about Jesus on Women of Hope, haven't we? Do you have a favorite story?
I have so many favorites. I love the stories about Jesus' teaching, the people he healed, the time he stopped the storm at sea, and the way he showed such love. No wonder people followed him. Many people were sure Jesus really was God in human form.
But I think the most important story is about how Jesus, God's Son, died for our sins.
And how he came back to life and then returned to heaven.
You know that we follow Jesus, like many other people around the world. But have you ever wondered what happened in between? How is it that there are millions of people following Jesus today, 2,000 years after he lived here on earth? Fran's going to tell us some true stories about these first followers of Jesus and how God showed them what to do after Jesus had gone back to heaven. Welcome, Fran.
Thanks, Tammy. And it's so good to be with you again. Yes, in God's Word, the Bible, there's a part called the Acts of the Apostles, which answers that question, what happened next? I'd like to tell you the next part of the story from God's Word. You've been talking about electricity, power that we use though we don't really understand it. Well, listen for another kind of power that's more than we can understand. After Jesus was taken up into heaven, his friends waited in the city of Jerusalem, as Jesus had told them to. He said, "You will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will speak my message here in Jerusalem, in the surrounding areas, and to the ends of the earth." Remember those words. About 10 days later, they were gathered together, when suddenly there was a noise like a strong wind blowing, filling the building. Then they saw something that looked like tongues made of fire, which spread out and touched every person. They were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to talk in other languages as the Spirit helped them to speak God's word. Hearing the noise, a large crowd of Jews gathered who were there for a special festival called Pentecost. Those friends of Jesus spoke many languages from all around the Mediterranean Sea and the East. The crowd was amazed, saying, "How is it that each of us can hear in his own language the great things that God has been doing? What does it mean?" But some laughed, saying that they must be drunk.
May I interrupt, Fran? Can you explain more about the Holy Spirit?
Sure, Carol. You might have been wondering about that too. It's a bit hard to explain. The Holy Spirit is how God is present and loving and powerful in our lives and in the world today. But he's not just a form of power. In God's Word, sometimes he's called the Spirit of Jesus. Other times he's called the Spirit of God. Jesus had gone in his physical body, but God was still there in the person of the Holy Spirit. Jesus' friends couldn't see him, his Spirit. But Jesus had told them that the Spirit would come and live inside them. He would teach them about Jesus and show them how to live. This was the first time the Holy Spirit came in this new way, and it was an amazing event. They knew for sure that this was God at work. So let me tell you what happened next from God's Word. Peter was one of Jesus' closest followers, and he was a leader in the group. He stood up with the others and began to speak loudly to the crowd, using the power given by the Holy Spirit. Listen carefully to his words. "Let me tell you what this means. No, we're not drunk. This is what God's prophet Joel wrote about long ago, saying, 'God says, in the last days I will pour out my Spirit on all sorts of people, men and women, young and old, and they will tell out my message.'" "Listen," continued Peter. "Jesus of Nazareth was a man with God's authority. This was clearly proved by the miracles and wonders that God did through him. You all know this. It happened right here. God knew and planned it before it happened. You killed him by letting sinful men execute him on the cross. But God raised him up from death, setting him free from its power. We all saw this happen. Jesus has been raised now to sit at the right side of God his Father, and he has poured out the gift of the Holy Spirit on us. It's certain. The one who you put to death on the cross is God's promised one. the one that God has now made Lord. The people were deeply troubled and said to Peter and the others, "What shall we do, brothers?" Peter replied, "You must turn away from your sins and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ, so that your sins will be forgiven and you will receive God's gift, the Holy Spirit. For God's promise was made to you and your children and to all who are far away, all whom the Lord God calls to himself." Many believed the message and they were baptized to show their change of heart. About 3,000 people became followers of Jesus that day. And that's all I'll tell you today.
Wouldn't it have been amazing to be there that day? There was a unique event when the Holy Spirit came in power to the believers in Jesus. This swept away any doubts they had.
Imagine all these followers of Jesus, these ordinary people, talking at once in languages they didn't know. Yet all the listeners could understand the message in their own languages. No wonder they wanted an explanation. And what did Peter say?
He said that this had been foretold long before by their prophet Joel. Joel's words were in their holy book, part of the Bible. Joel called God's people to turn from their sins and promised them that one day God would give his own spirit to anyone who wanted to follow him.
I noticed that his gift was for all sorts of people, old and young, women and men. They knew already that God could speak to them through priests or prophets, but God said he would give his spirit and his message directly to ordinary people. Did you know that we are part of that foretelling, that prophecy? Since that time, God has promised to give his Holy Spirit to anyone who puts their faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. If you've believed in Jesus and asked him to be your Savior and Lord, you can be sure that he has given you his Holy Spirit to live inside of you. He'll change you from the inside out. He'll give you the power to live and speak for him.
That's so wonderful. Sometimes I can feel how the Holy Spirit gives me strength, or sometimes words that don't really come from myself. That happened for Peter in the story, didn't it? Suddenly he was able to speak God's words with great power, like Jesus had promised.
So Peter explained how God had brought Jesus back from death to show that he really was the Savior who had been promised. Then he told the people to turn away from their wrong behavior and thoughts. They should put their faith in Jesus and be baptized. You might wonder about what it means to be baptized. It means to be specially washed. They would dip a person right under the water in a river or a pool. Some people today baptize like that. Others just sprinkle water.
But what did being baptized mean? It meant that they had turned their back on their old way of life and wanted to follow God in new life. Those Jewish people understood this, so it became a sign for the new believers. It meant that they had decided to follow Jesus as their Lord and start a new life with him. It still has that meaning today. It's not being washed in water that makes you right with God. No, being washed is just a symbol that you've decided to follow Jesus. That's the most important decision you could ever make.
If you want to follow Jesus, you just need to pray and tell him that you're sorry for the wrong things that you've done and ask him to forgive you and help you to live in his way. Jesus promised to give you his Holy Spirit to help you and keep reminding you that you truly belong to Jesus, that you are part of God's family forever.
If you know people who follow Jesus, maybe you could talk to them. Or you could write to Women of Hope. The email address is twrwomenofhope@twr.org. That's twrwomenofhope@twr.org. Or if you've missed a program or you want to hear it again, visit our website, twrwomenofhope.org. Or visit our Facebook page. We do hope you will be with us again. Have a great week, filled with God's blessings.